Le voy a pedir en esta tarde, vamos a leer un poquito de la palabra de Dios.
We're going to read a portion of the Word of God today.
He estado luchando conmigo misma porque
I've been fighting with myself.
Tenía dos mensajes y yo quería dar uno, pero el Señor me hizo dar otro.
Because I was there with two messages, I wanted to share one, but God wanted me to share the other one.
Si podemos abrir nuestras Biblias.
If we can open our Bibles. In Joel chapter 2.
Es un pasaje. Yo creo que está bien actualizado en este tiempo.
A passage that I think is quite current for the times.
Realmente es lo que la iglesia debiera estar clamando, ¿sí?
And it's truly what the church needs to be crying out, amen.
Joel 2:28.
Joel 2:28.
Si tienen la palabra.
If you have the word.
Me dicen amén.
You can say amen.
Y leemos la palabra del Señor en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.
Read the name of the word in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Ahí no sé su Biblia, la mía dice derramamiento del Espíritu de Dios.
I don't know about your Bible, mine says the pouring out of the Holy Spirit of God. In English it says the promise of the Spirit.
Y después de esto,
and after this,
derramaré mi Espíritu sobre toda carne, y profetizarán vuestros hijos y vuestras hijas. Vuestros ancianos soñarán sueños y vuestros jóvenes verán visiones.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall see dreams, and your young men shall see visions.
Y también sobre los siervos y sobre las siervas derramaré mi espíritu en aquellos días.
And also on my men servants and my maid servants I will pour out my spirit in those days.
Y daré prodigios en el cielo y en la tierra sangre y fuego y columnas de humo.
And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke.
El sol se convertirá en tiniebla, la luna en sangre, antes que venga el día grande y espantoso de Jehová.
The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord.
Y todo aquel que invocare el nombre de Jehová será salvo. Porque en el monte de Sion y en Jerusalén habrá salvación, como ha dicho Jehová, y entre el remanente el cual él habrá llamado.
And it shall come to pass that whoever called on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the remnant who the Lord calls.
Padre bendito, en esta tarde te damos la gloria, la honra, la alabanza, la adoración, Señor.
Lord Jesus, we give you praise, we give you worship, we give you honor, Lord God.
Venimos delante de tu presencia, Señor.
Lord Jesus, we
clamando
come before you.
Por la llenura de tu Espíritu Santo, Señor.
Lord, asking for the fulfillment of your Holy Spirit.
Que sea Él hablando al corazón de mis hermanos.
That He may be speaking to the hearts.
¿Qué es lo que tú quieres que hagamos? ¿Cuál es tu voluntad, Señor?
Telling us, Lord, what He wants to
en
do,
este
what is your will.
Tan difícil que nos ha tocado vivir.
In this difficult time that we've had to live in.
Padre, tu Espíritu Santo siga llenando.
Father, your Holy Spirit be living with us.
Que tu palabra pueda producir el efecto por el cual tú la envías.
Produce the events which
te damos gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Quedamos en espera de ti, Espíritu Santo.
Holy Spirit, we wait
gracias
on you. Thank you.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
Amén. Pueden
Amen.
Tomar asiento, hermanos.
You may be seated, brethren.
Nótese que el versículo 28 dice, y después de esto derramaré de mi espíritu.
Notice that in verse 28 says, and it shall come to pass afterward, then I will pour out my spirit.
¿Después de qué?
After what?
Leamos 2:1 de Joel, del mismo libro.
Let's read verse 1 in Joel, chapter 2.
Tocad trompeta en Sion, y dad alarma en mi santo monte. Tiemblen todos los moradores de la tierra, porque viene el día de Jehová, porque está cercano.
Blow the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming.
Vayamos al 2:12.
Let's go to verse 12.
Porque por eso, pues, ahora dice Jehová, convertíos a mí con todo vuestro corazón, con ayuno, lloro y lamento.
Now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning.
Rasgad vuestros corazones y no vuestros vestidos, y convertíos a Jehová vuestro Dios, porque misericordioso es y clemente, tardo para la ira, y grande en misericordia, y que se duele del castigo.
Surrender your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm.
¿Quién sabe si se volverá y se arrepentirá y dejará bendición tras él? Esto es ofrenda y libación para Jehová vuestro Dios.
Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God?
Tocad trompeta en Sion, proclamad ayuno, convocad a la asamblea.
Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a sacred assembly.
Reunid al pueblo, santificad la reunión. Juntad a los ancianos, congregad a los niños y a los que maman. Salga de su cámara el novio y de su tálamo la novia.
Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children and nursing babes. Let the bridegrooms come out from his chamber and his bride from her dressing room.
Entre en la entrada y el altar, lloren los sacerdotes, ministros de Jehová, y digan, perdona, oh Jehová, tu pueblo, y no entregues a lo propio tu heredad, para que las naciones se enseñoreen de ella. Porque ¿qué han de decir entre los pueblos, dónde está tu Dios?
Let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God?
Y Jehová, solícito por su tierra, perdonará su pueblo.
Then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people.
Responderá Jehová y dirá su pueblo, he aquí, yo os envío pan, mosto y aceite, y seréis saciados de ellos, y nunca más os pondré en oprobio entre las naciones.
The Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations.
Y haré alejar de vosotros al del norte, y lo echaré en la tierra seca y desierta. Su faz será hacia el mar oriental y su fin al mar occidental, y exhalará su hedor y subirá su podrición como lo hizo grande, porque hizo grandes cosas.
Behold, I will remove far from you the northern army, and I will drive him away into the barren and desolate land, with his face toward the eastern sea and his back toward the western sea. His stench will come up, his foul odor will rise, because he has done monstrous things.
Tierra, no temas, alégrate y gózate, porque Jehová hará grandes cosas.
Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things.
Tierra, no temáis, dice.
Fear not, O land, it says.
Animales del campo, no temáis, porque los pastos del desierto reverdecerán, porque los árboles llevarán su fruto, la higuera y la vid darán sus frutos.
Do not be afraid, you beasts of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength.
Vosotros también, hijos de Sion, nosotros, su iglesia, alegraos y gozaos en Jehová vuestro Dios, porque os ha dado la primera lluvia a su tiempo, y os hará descender sobre vosotros lluvia temprana y tardía, como al principio.
Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the later rain in the first month.
Las eras se llenarán de trigo y los lagares rebosarán de vino y aceite. Yo restituiré los años que comió la oruga, el saltón, el revoltón y la langosta, mi gran ejército que envié contra vosotros.
The threshing floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you the years of the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you.
Comeréis hasta saciaros, y alabaréis el nombre de Jehová vuestro Dios, el cual hizo maravilla con vosotros, y nunca jamás será mi pueblo avergonzado.
You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame.
Y conoceréis que en medio de Israel estoy yo, y que yo soy Jehová vuestro Dios y no hay otro, y mi pueblo nunca jamás será avergonzado.
Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame.
Yo creo que esta palabra es una tremenda realidad en este tiempo que estamos viviendo.
I believe that this word is a tremendous reality in the times that we live.
Que debemos perseverar.
That we need to persevere.
Para poder estar de pie ante su presencia.
To be able to stand in his presence.
En este día no quiero que tomen esta prédica como algo derrotista, al contrario.
Today I don't want you to take this preaching something of defeat, but on contrary.
Sino que no podamos elevar en el pensamiento, en la palabra de lo que Dios nos va a dar.
But that we may rise up in the thought, in the word of what the Lord will give to his people.
El espíritu que vemos alrededor nuestro es malo.
The spirit that we see around us is wicked.
Es negativo.
It's negative.
Todo es triste.
Everything is sad.
La televisión es un desastre.
The TV is a disaster.
Vemos noticias de guerra,
we
hambre,
see news
sexo,
of war,
violencia.
Of famine, of violence, sex.
Los diarios con las super noticias sensacionalistas.
The newspapers with the big news and headlines.
Como dije antes, el avance de los homosexuales, las lesbianas.
As I said before, the advancement of the homosexual and lesbians.
Los abusos a los menores.
The abuse to minors, to children.
Pero también podemos saber que la palabra del Señor se va a cumplir.
But we can also see that the word of God will be fulfilled.
Mateo 24:12 dice que
Matthew 24:12
says,
because the multiplication of the wickedness, the love of many will grow cold.
The
truth is that we see an increase in immorality, in rebellion, against parents,
la desaparición de las restricciones morales.
The moral restrictions that are disappearing.
Van a caracterizar los últimos días.
They will characterize the final dates.
Va a abundar la perversión sexual, la fornicación, el adulterio, la pornografía, las drogas.
Fornication, adultery, sexual immorality, drugs, that will all increase in the final times.
Vemos cada cosa que queda uno realmente impactado.
We see thing after thing.
Y nos preguntamos cómo es que Dios no ha venido ya.
That impacts us, and we think to ourselves, how has God not come already?
Porque estamos peor que en los días de Lot.
Because it seems that we are worse now than in the days of Lot.
Fíjese que en los días de Lot.
In the days of Lot.
El papá daba las hijas para que abusaran de ella para salvar a los ángeles.
The dad there, he preferred to give the daughters away.
Y de ahí proviene la palabra sodomita, ¿verdad?
To save the angels. That's where the word sodomite comes from.
Y si leemos en el libro de Daniel, yo creo que hay una serie de advertencias en toda la palabra, ¿verdad?
And if we read in the book of Daniel, and there are a series of warnings throughout the whole word.
En Daniel 12:4 dice.
In Daniel 12:4.
Pero tú, Daniel, cierra las palabras.
It says, but you, Daniel, seal the words.
Hasta el tiempo del fin.
And seal the book until the end times.
Muchos correrán de aquí para allá.
Many will run from here to there.
Y la verdad que eso es merece un capítulo aparte.
And the truth is that deserves its own
Porque
chapter.
Porque no solo lo vemos a nivel de la gente corriendo todo el día sin sosiego, sin paz.
Not only do we see people running around every day without peace.
No tienen tiempo para pensar, para meditar.
They don't have time to think, to contemplate. They go from here to there.
Lo mismo se ve dentro de la iglesia, ¿verdad?
It's the same thing within the church.
La gente corre de iglesia en iglesia buscando qué, no sé.
church runs from place to place, running, seeking. I don't know why, because the Church of Christ is the same.
Tal vez buscando nuevas emociones.
Perhaps seeking new emotions.
Para ser vistos, o tal vez la iglesia perfecta.
To be seen, or perhaps they're looking for the perfect church.
Pero algo que mi pastor decía y es bien cierto.
Something my pastor used to say, which was
el
certain,
que entre la iglesia perfecta dejó de ser perfecta.
Is the day that you enter into a perfect church, it's no longer perfect, because
no
we
podemos,
are unperfect beings.
Y no podemos buscar una perfección que no existe en nosotros.
We can't seek perfection that doesn't exist in us. The only perfect one that existed already, and it's our Lord Jesus.
Una vez escuché a un predicador que vino y dijo,
I heard a preacher come once and say,
si Dios lo puso aquí,
if God placed you here,
y usted se fue,
and if you left,
sabe, un día Dios va a visitar esta iglesia,
you know, God will visit this
como
church
va a visitar cada una de sus iglesias,
just as he will visit each one of his churches,
con la lluvia temprana y tardía,
with the early rain and the later rain,
y el propósito por el cual él fundó esta iglesia,
and the purpose
cada iglesia,
for which he has founded each church.
Y entonces, él va a cumplir,
and so he will fulfill
el propósito por el cual la fundó,
the purpose why he founded it.
Y cuando usted fue enviado a esta congregación,
and when you were sent to this congregation,
fue enviado por él con un plan.
He was sent by him because of a plan,
un plan específico,
a specific plan.
Pero usted se rebeló contra la voluntad de Dios.
But you rebelled against the will of God and you've left.
Es el que saldrá perdiendo.
You'll end up losing.
Porque la bendición que Dios va a derramar,
because the blessing that God will pour out,
en este lugar o en cualquier otra iglesia,
in this place or in any other church,
no lo va a alcanzar a usted.
You won't reach.
Aunque vea usted lo que Dios está haciendo,
even though you see what God is doing and you return,
la bendición que Dios tenía específicamente para usted,
you missed out the blessing that God had specifically for you.
Tenemos que buscar la dirección en cada cosa que hacemos.
We need to seek the direction in everything that we do.
Pero como ve, eso es uno de los síntomas.
But as you see, that's one of the symptoms
final,
of the end apostasy.
Y en el nombre del Señor,
in the name of the Lord,
como los atalayas que Dios ha levantado, nos ha levantado como atalayas en cada lugar, en cada iglesia.
As the watchman that God has raised, as the watchman that he has raised in every church.
Debiéramos meternos, hermanos, en ayunos, en oración.
We should enter into fasting and prayer.
Para que sea Dios quien guíe nuestros pasos.
So that it be God who guides our steps.
Porque a veces, por seguir nuestros amigos,
because sometimes, for following our friends, our family,
nos perdemos las bendiciones que Dios tiene para nosotros.
We miss out the blessings that God has for us.
Cuando usted se encuentre delante de Dios,
when you find yourself before God, it'll be you there with God.
Nadie más.
There'll be nobody else there.
Ni sus amigos, ni su familia, ni sus pastores, nadie.
Your friends, your family, nobody else will be there.
La salvación es personal.
Salvation is personal.
Y estar yo sola con Dios.
It'll be myself, amen, with God there. Amen.
No vamos a poder salvar a nadie.
We're not going to be able to save anyone, and no one will be able to save us.
Una palabra bien dura en Lucas.
A hard word.
Dice, si alguno viene a mí y no aborrece padre, madre, mujer, hijo, hermano, hermanas,
whoever comes to me doesn't hate the mother, brother, sister,
y aún también su propia vida,
and
no
even
puede ser mi discípulo.
Their own life cannot be my disciple.
Dura es esta palabra.
This word is hard.
No crea que Dios está diciendo que no amemos a nuestra familia.
Don't mistake it that God is saying don't love your family.
Lo que Señor Jesús exige es que la lealtad y el amor a él sean mayores que los de cualquier otra relación.
The Lord requires is that your loyalty and your love be greater to him than any other relationship.
Incluso
that you
de los de la propia familia.
Even that of your own family.
Lamento que me aparté un poquito del tema, pero era algo que quería compartirle, ¿verdad?
I think I've gone a bit away from the topic, but something that I wanted to share.
Vemos, esto se está cumpliendo todo delante de nuestros ojos.
As we see, all this is being fulfilled before our eyes.
El apóstol Pablo le dice a Timoteo, porque vendrán tiempos.
The apostle Paul will tell Timothy, because times will come
cuando no sufrirán la sana doctrina,
where they will not stay with the sound doctrine,
sino que teniendo comezón de oír,
but having ears to listen.
Oír. Oír qué, se preguntaría uno.
One will ask, what do they listen
lo que
to?
Yo quiero escuchar.
They hear what they want to hear.
No voy a tal o cual iglesia porque ahí predican.
I don't go to so and such a place because they preach that the adultery
no
fornication is sin.
Pecado.
And they don't use the word sin anymore.
Ya significa una mala palabra.
It's almost like it's a bad word to use.
Ya no se predica más arrepentimiento.
They don't preach of repentance anymore.
Porque ya no necesitamos arrepentirnos de nada.
Because it's like we don't need to repent of anything.
Por eso quiero oír que me digan que todo vale.
They want to hear them say that everything that they do is good.
Sorry, hermano, ustedes saben que nosotros hemos sido y seremos radicales en muchas cosas.
And I apologize, but you know that we have been and continue to be radical in many sins. Rather serve God or the devil. There's no in between. I want to hear them say that everything goes well, that everything is acceptable, dancing, drinking, listening to music. Otherwise, then we turn into fanatics.
¿Cuántos somos fanáticos?
How many of us are fanatics?
¿Cuántos somos radicales?
How many of us are radical?
No hay muchos amenes porque realmente en esta época.
There aren't many amens because really, in this time, it's almost like anything is okay.
Diciendo que todo vale.
And we want to continue saying that everything is okay.
Si usted le dice la verdad es,
yet if you tell the truth,
habla del pecado, del arrepentimiento,
if you speak about sin or repentance, it's because then you're a fanatic.
Hay que decirle a la gente que todo está bien.
Instead, you need to tell people that everything is good, that they can continue the way that they are.
Pero recuerde que el Señor dice que un poquito de levadura leuda toda la masa.
But remember that the Lord says that a little bit of yeast spoils the whole dough.
Y también dice a los tibios los vomitaré de mi boca.
And also says that he will spit out the lukewarm from his mouth.
Gloria a Dios, no, porque para siempre es su misericordia.
Glory to God, because his mercy is forever.
Si pecamos, tenemos un Cristo.
If we sin, we have an advocate in Christ.
Pero hay que arrepentirse.
But we need to repent. And there won't be a day that you can say, well, nobody told me.
Desde aquí, siempre, desde este púlpito, se ha anunciado
from here,
pecado,
from this pulpit,
para que se arrepientan y se vuelvan a Dios.
We've always spoken
para
about the sin,
la santidad de Dios.
To be able to repent and turn to God, to seek the holiness in God.
Si se vuelve a Dios,
if you turn to God,
todos nuestros pecados son lavados.
All our sins are washed away.
Y no me diga que somos salvos, siempre salvos.
And you can't tell me that we are saved always.
A él sea la gloria.
To he be the glory.
La verdad que de,
the truth is,
dice la palabra, hablar verdad de los unos con los otros.
The word says speak
este
to one another.
Hay mucho
and from
hablar.
This topic there's a lot to speak.
Pero sigamos un poquito más.
But we continue a bit further.
La ciencia se aumentará.
Science will increase.
Nunca como ahora la ciencia ha aumentado, ¿verdad?
And never like before has science increased as now.
En el capítulo de, que leímos de Joel.
In the book that the chapter we read in Joel.
Capítulo 2, versículo 1 dice, tocad trompeta en Sion.
Chapter 2, verse 1, it says, blow a trumpet in Zion.
Y dad alarma en mi santo monte.
And sound an alarm in my holy mountain.
Ustedes no creen que este es el tiempo. En el cual debemos tocar la trompeta y dar la alarma en Sion.
Do you not believe that this
tocar
is the time
alarma en la iglesia?
That we need to blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in church?
Yo creo que este es el tiempo en que realmente
I believe this is the time that truly
debemos clamar,
we should cry out,
la verdad de Dios en nuestros corazones,
seek the truth of God in our hearts,
y poder continuar adelante,
and be able to continue ahead.
Por eso lo que Joel escribe para Sion, para
that's
la iglesia.
What Joel writes for Zion, for the
dice,
church.
Convertíos a mí con todo vuestro corazón.
He says, come to me with all your hearts.
Él dice, convertíos a mí.
He says, come to me.
No a la religión.
Not to religion.
¿Con qué te dice que te conviertas?
What does he tell you to come to him with?
Primeramente con ayuno.
Firstly with fasting.
Pero he sentido doctrinas por ahí que no se necesita ayunar.
But I've heard doctrines there where they say you
no
don't
es necesario,
have to fast.
Incluso me dijeron si el ayuno no va a mover la mano de Dios.
They say it's not necessary because fasting is not going to move the hand of God. It's tremendous to think.
De una herejía increíble.
The teachings that there are of heresy.
Mi Biblia dice que sí.
My Bible says
el ayuno
that yes.
De corazón puede mover la mano de Dios.
That the fasting of heart can move the hand of God.
Si no leas el libro de Jonás, verá cómo.
Otherwise, read the book of Jonah. And you see how an intelligent king even placed animals in fasting, and God heard. He didn't end up destroying Nineveh. So then fasting is useful. It moves the hand of God. But that was under the law. But now under grace, it's even more profound now.
La palabra dice que cuando le preguntaron al Señor,
the word says that when they asked the Lord,
¿por qué sus discípulos no ayunaban?
Why his disciples didn't fast, he asked, do you think those that are with the groom fast while he's with them?
Y muchos toman este versículo.
Many take this verse.
Y dicen que no debemos orar porque el esposo está con nosotros.
And from it say that we don't have to pray because the groom is with us.
Pero se ve que no continuaron leyendo.
But it looks like they didn't continue reading.
Porque el Señor dice cuando el esposo les sea quitado entonces vendrán.
Where it
entonces
says,
ayunarán en aquellos días.
When the groom is taken away, then they will fast in those days.
Y también vemos que el mismo Señor le dice a sus discípulos.
We also say that the Lord tells his disciples as well.
Pero habían podido echar fuera un demonio.
That they weren't able to cast out demons. There are some that don't leave without fasting or prayer. Second lament.
Crying, lamenting.
I know many brothers cry when they're in problems.
Pero ¿cuándo fue la última vez que lloró en la presencia del Señor?
When was the last time you cried in the presence of the Lord?
O tal vez en una alabanza.
Or perhaps in a praise.
¿Sabes si yo paso un día o dos?
You know, if I spend 1 or 2 days.
Y no soy capaz de quebrantarme de llorar en la presencia de Dios.
And I'm not capable of crying out in the presence of God, I grow concerned.
Porque siento que mi corazón se está endureciendo.
Because I feel that my heart is then hardening.
Y el Espíritu Santo no puede trabajar en mí.
And the Holy Spirit can't
porque
work
no
in it because I then don't allow him.
Rasgad vuestros corazones y no vuestros vestidos.
To win your hearts and not your clothing.
Convertíos a Jehová vuestro Dios.
Come to God with all your hearts.
Por eso el Señor vuelve a insistir, tocad trompeta en Sion.
That's why the Lord insists to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Porque aún es tiempo.
Because it is still time.
El arca está abierta.
The ark is open.
Proclamad ayuno nuevamente y convocad asamblea.
Proclaim fasting again. Gather the assembly.
Aquí estamos convocados en una asamblea.
Here we're gathered in an assembly.
Reunamos al pueblo.
Let's gather the people.
Santifiquemos la reunión.
Sanctify the congregation.
Dios dice juntad a los ancianos, a los niños, a los bebés, a los recién nacidos.
God says assemble the elders, the children, the nursing babes. The bridegroom, the bride, who have just been married. Let nobody be outside of the meeting. And for no reason. So,
brother,
you see that the calling is it's now, it's urgent. For nobody to be left outside. For no one to be missing.
Que escuchen lo que Dios tiene para hablar.
To hear what God has to speak.
Y ahora viene una parte bien importante.
And an important part now comes.
La hermana Tita los exhortaba a venir a la oración, ¿verdad?
Our sister Tita exhorted it to come to prayer.
Entre la entrada y el altar.
Between the entry and the altar.
Lloren los sacerdotes ministros de Jehová.
Let the priests and ministers to the Lord weep.
¿Quiénes tienen que llorar ante Dios? ¿Usted?
Who needs to cry before the Lord? You, I.
En 1 Pedro dice que somos linaje escogido, real sacerdocio.
In 1 Peter it says that we're a chosen people,
santa,
a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired by God.
Entonces,
and so,
usted hermano es parte del sacerdocio.
You are part of that priesthood.
Y ahí tendríamos que estar todos.
And there we would all have to be. My dream or my heart is to see the church one day. Completely on the floor. Without being called. Without nobody obliging you. or for you coming simply because you were told to come,
sino que realmente podamos postrarnos delante de Dios.
But that we can truly bow before God.
Y que realmente podamos
and that
a Dios
truly
con todo nuestro corazón.
We can see God with all our hearts.
Cuando como en este tiempo vemos,
when we see, like in this time,
las devastaciones de las iglesias,
the devastation of the churches,
el sufrimiento de nuestros hermanos,
the suffering of our brothers who are being persecuted,
nosotros somos los primeros que debiéramos volvernos de corazón a Dios.
We're the first that need to turn to God
contrito,
with
llanto,
a contrite heart, with a humbled heart,
con llanto, con oración,
crying out.
Dios espera,
God waits
también de nosotros,
also from us.
A los que ha puesto para cuidar su rebaño.
To those that he's kept there to keep watch of his remnant.
Delante de él.
To intercede strongly before him.
Para que libre a su pueblo de toda esta basura.
To deliver his people from all this filth
sobre la iglesia.
That the enemy throws onto the church.
Sobre su iglesia.
Upon his church.
Dios quiere que clamemos día y noche por el avivamiento.
God wants us to cry out day and night for a revival.
Para que su gracia y su poder se derramen sobre esta tierra.
For his grace and power to pour out on this earth.
Verse
18, it says, the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people.
Glory to God.
Blessed be his name. Because of these precious promises, he will forgive his people. A passage, one of my favorite passages, 2 Chronicles
7:14.
If my people,
sobre el cual mi nombre es invocado,
would humble themselves
y orar,
and call upon
y buscar en mi rostro,
and seek my face
y se convirtieren de sus malos caminos,
and turn from their wicked ways,
entonces,
then
yo iré desde los cielos,
I will hear from heaven
y perdonaré sus pecados,
and forgive their sins
sanaré su tierra,
and will heal their land.
Él dice que perdonará nuestras iniquidades,
he
nuestros
says
pecados,
he will forgive our iniquities, our sins.
Y después sanará nuestra tierra.
And then he will heal our land.
Y el Señor,
and the Lord,
dice entonces,
says,
y después de esto,
after this,
después de qué?
After what?
Después de que nos humillemos.
After we humble
después
ourselves.
Después que pongamos nuestra ira, nuestras contiendas.
After we place our anger,
después
our contempt.
Después que nos perdonemos unos a otros.
After we forgive one another.
Después que dejemos atrás todo rencor, toda falta.
After we leave behind all or resentment or lack of forgiveness.
Después que dejemos el pecado en nuestras vidas.
After we leave a sin away in our lives.
Después que dejemos de mirarnos como enemigos.
After we stop looking at each other as enemies.
Cuando seamos capaces.
When we are capable.
De dolernos sinceramente del dolor de nuestros hermanos.
Of truly feel the pain of our brothers.
Que seamos capaces de clamar con ellos.
That we're capable of crying out with them.
Hijos,
in agony for the children,
de alguno de nuestros hermanos que aún,
in some of our brothers that still
están alejados de Dios,
are separated from God,
por todas las familias de nuestros hermanos,
because of all the families of our brothers who are unbelievers.
Cuando seamos capaces de sentir ese dolor profundo,
we're capable
en
of feeling the profound pain in our hearts,
por las almas que por miles se mueren sin
for the souls, for those who die without Christ.
Recién entonces, dice Dios,
and then and only then God says,
derramaré de mi espíritu,
that I will pour out on my spirit.
Perdón, no dice de mí, sino mi espíritu.
Sorry.
Derramaré mi espíritu
says,
sobre toda carne.
I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Y profetizarán vuestros hijos, vuestras hijas.
Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Vuestros ancianos soñarán sueños.
Your old men
shall
dream dreams, and young men shall see visions.
Y sobre los siervos y las siervas.
And also my men servants and
no
maidens.
Queda nadie afuera,
no one has
él
been left outside.
Sobre toda carne.
He will pour out his spirit upon all flesh.
Entonces, tiene que prepararse,
so you
tiene
need
que
to be ready.
Ready para el avivamiento.
You need
tiene
to be ready for the revival.
Preparado.
Ready.
Eso
that
creo que es el anhelo de todo el corazón del que ama la obra de Dios.
Is the desire of the heart of all those who love God. A revival.
O el derramamiento del Espíritu Santo sobre
a revival of the Holy Spirit.
Porque solo el Espíritu Santo puede convencer de pecado, justicia.
Because only the Holy Spirit can convict of sin and righteousness.
Mi hermano, usted, yo, cada uno de los que estamos aquí.
You and I, each one of us. Here are participants of this glorious church, of this victorious church that he seeks.
Y yo creo,
and I believe
con todo mi corazón,
with all my heart,
que nosotros veremos el mayor derramamiento del Espíritu Santo,
that we will see the greatest calling of the Holy Spirit, no sé pouring
si
out the Holy Spirit upon this earth. I don't know if you believe it,
creo,
but I believe it.
Porque solo el Espíritu Santo,
because only the Holy Spirit can bring light to this world in darkness. Only the Holy Spirit.
Y la última
and
cosecha,
the only harvest,
la gran cosecha,
the great harvest.
Yo no sé si usted quiere ser participante.
I don't know if you want to be participants.
Yo no sé si usted quiere recibir,
I don't know if you want to receive
la llenura de ese Espíritu Santo,
that fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
No sé si usted quiere participar,
I don't know if you want to partake.
Si realmente,
if truly,
quiere recibir,
if you truly want to receive
el don de profecía,
the gift of prophecy,
de discernimiento,
the gift of discernment,
algunos dones de Dios,
one of the gifts of God.
Necesitamos que Dios, que el Espíritu Santo,
we need the Holy Spirit to pour out upon us.
Y dice que en los postreros tiempos, sobre
it says
los siervos,
that in the latter times, upon his men servants and maid servants.
¿Quién es siervo aquí?
Who is a servant here?
¿Quiénes son siervas aquí?
Who are servants here?
Men. No importa,
it doesn't matter the work that we do,
lo poco o lo mucho que podamos hacer por Dios,
the little or the plenty that we can do for God. Amen.
Los ancianos,
the elders,
están con sus puestos ahí en su sabiduría,
are they placed with their wisdom?
Sí. Que puedan orar por la iglesia.
That they may pray for the church.
Que puedan orar por,
that they may pray
por los pastores,
for the pastors, for the leaders.
Es importante cada
it's
uno
important each one
pueda tomar conciencia realmente,
to truly be conscious of,
de que
of what
es lo que tenemos que hacer,
it is that we need to do.
Yo creo que Dios
I believe that God wants,
somos nosotros muchas veces los que paramos el fluir del Espíritu Santo,
it's many times us who hold back
porque
the flow of the Holy Spirit, because we deny ourselves,
perdonamos,
we don't forgive,
no amamos a nuestros hermanos,
we don't love our brothers.
La palabra dice que el que no ama a su hermano permanece muerto.
The word says the one who does not forgive his brother remains dead.
Hermano, realmente necesitamos,
so truly
que cuando la iglesia,
we need for the church
convoque asamblea, esté aquí, hermano,
to invoke the assembly for us to be here, to be here.
¿Cuánto faltan? ¿Cuánto no
how many are left? How many don't arrive? One Sunday they come, but three Sundays they miss out. And it's always
no
like that.
Ser,
and it can't be that way.
Un
we are living a dangerous time now.
Es un tiempo en el cual necesitamos,
a time that we need.
Necesitamos más que nunca,
that we need
Dios,
more than ever to seek God
corazón,
with all our hearts.
En unidad con nuestros hermanos. Porque si estamos,
in unity with our brothers.
Como dice Nehemías,
because
uno de nosotros,
if we are, like Nehemiah said, far from each other, scarce in all places,
no somos capaces de estar en unidad,
and we're not capable to be in unity with ourselves.
Déjeme decirle que Dios no va derramando ningún espíritu sobre,
let me tell you then that God won't pour out a spirit upon those who don't feel a love for their brothers.
Hay algunos difíciles, no importa, Señor, dice,
some may be difficult, it doesn't matter. God says we stand each other, love one another,
para que realmente podamos,
so that truly
avanzar,
we can advance.
Yo creo que este año que viene va a ser un año de muchos desafíos.
I believe this year that is coming will be a year of many challenges, more so upon our church.
Pero está en nosotros,
but it's within us,
el poderlo hacer en amor, en seguridad,
to be able to do it in love, in assurance,
está demandando de cada uno,
to know that God is demanding it from each one of us.
Sobre todas las cosas,
upon all things,
sobre todo los líderes jóvenes que busquen el llamamiento,
upon all young leaders to seek a calling, to see why has God called me, what does God expect from me,
para que podamos avanzar,
that we may advance.
Porque yo creo en mi corazón,
because I believe in my heart that year 2018 will be
realizaciones,
a year of many realizations, yet a lot of work.
Y realmente tenemos que estar dispuestos, tenemos que estar preparados,
we really need to be ready
and
willing,
dispuestos y disponibles,
willing and available.
Porque muchos, si yo dijera, ¿cuánto van, cuánto van a trabajar, todo
if many said how many are you going to work, everybody would put their hands up.
Pero a la hora de que uno dice, lo preciso, no puedo.
But at the same time they say, we need you, I can't.
Entonces,
or I'm busy. So we truly need to think
que
that we need
estar conscientes,
to be aware and conscious
de que estamos haciendo la obra de Dios,
that we are doing the will of God,
que cada uno de nosotros somos valiosos,
that each one of us are valuable for God,
y él quiere,
and that He wants
que lo haga.
Us to do it. I'm going to ask you to be standing, brother.
Antes de terminar,
just before we end,
yo quiero hacerles un llamado, como ustedes quieran tomarlo.
I'm going to make a calling.
Si quiere,
take it as you
wish.
You can remain there in your seat.
Busque en lo profundo de su corazón.
But seek in the depth of your heart.
¿Qué es lo que Dios me está hablando? ¿Qué es lo que Dios me está
What is God telling me? What is it that He wants? What is it that He wants me to do? Do we be humble before God? Not pride, because He sees the pride from afar. Truly, wisdom, the day, pride, the day that we get up there will be useless. We need to surrender our hearts to Christ every day of our life. Help us to pray, to worship to our God. May He guide us in everything that we do. Heavenly God and Father, Lord Jesus, we come before You. We're here as a body, as Your body, as Your church before Your presence. Holy Spirit, I ask that if it's Your will, touch the lives of my brothers. Touch them. Lord Jesus, look at all the areas that we are in. Reveal to us. Bring us to the knowledge. And guide us.
Solo tú eres nuestro consolador.
Only You are our comforter.
Tú eres nuestro maestro.
You are our teacher.
Tú eres quien nos guía, Señor.
You are the one who guides us.
Señor,
Lord Jesus.
Solo tú eres nuestro Dios.
Only You
en
are our God.
Y en
we trust in You and we wait on You.
Señor, y como Moisés te dijo, si tú
and as
no
Moses said, Lord, if You don't go with us,
ayúdanos.
We're not going. Help us.
Ayúdanos.
Help us, Lord,
to be able
to reach the goals that You have given us.
Lo que tú nuestro,
to reach what You have before us, my God.
El por el cual tú nos has
to reach the purpose for which You've called
no
us.
Iglesia, sino
not only as a church, but as individuals.
Pon amor en nosotros,
place love in us, Lord Jesus.
Nosotros.
Love for one another.
Yo te doy gracias,
I thank You, Lord Jesus. Thank You.
Yo sé que comenzó la buena obra,
because I know the one who began the good work will perfect it in us.
Señor,
Lord, help us
a poder estar delante de tu presencia.
To be able to be before Your presence.
Que podamos recibir,
that we may receive, Lord Jesus,
que tú quieres para nosotros.
The gift that God has for us.
Gracias, Señor, porque
thank You, Lord, who You have given eternal life.
Necesitamos de tu presencia.
We need of You and of Your presence.
Necesitamos, Señor, que tú toques nuestra vida, nuestro corazón.
We need You to touch our lives and our hearts.
Que transforme nuestros corazones duros,
to transform our hearts to hearts of flesh. Do we may humble ourselves before You, Lord God. Do we may say to You, Lord, here we are. That we are before You, my God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. The powerful name of Jesus Christ. I ask that we worship. Let the Holy Spirit touch you. Let the Holy Spirit touch your heart, your life. Close your eyes, lift up your hands. Tell Him, Lord, here I am.